We're back with some early BP here on this Monday as the D-backs get ready to host the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Mike Farron. In a little bit, we'll visit with Torrey Lovello, the D-backs manager. We'll try and catch up with Jared Porter as well, the D-backs assistant general manager. But last night, the losing streak finally snapped.
And a line drive base hit. Diamondbacks walk it off on the LoCastro single. They beat the Giants this afternoon 3-2 and 10, and they end that six-game losing streak.
3-2 the final, and after the game, we caught up with Tim LoCastro.
First pitch, bases loaded, nearly hits you. What were you thinking?
Well, I wanted to get a hit there, so I got out of the way a little bit. I mean, I just said if I didn't get a hit there, I would have been mad at myself all night. But fortunately, I came through there, and now we can get on a winning streak.
You know, you've had a couple of walk-off hits. What's the key to being a good situational hitter in that spot?
Stay calm. Stick to your approach and don't try to overthink a situation, do too much. And that's all I was trying to do there, hit hard contact. One out there, get the ball to the outfield, and I got it over the third baseman's head there.
Is there a sense of relief after a win like that with the week you guys have had?
Always. Now we got to get on a streak, though.
All right, Tim, congratulations.
Tim LoCastro, one of the heroes for the D-backs. They try to get back to .500 tonight, starting to get a critical time of the season. Let's talk a little bit about where the D-backs stand right now and talk about some of the issues that's facing specifically the pitching staff, the number of guys that they have that are struggling. Jared Porter's the D-backs assistant general manager. We had a chance to sit down with him.
Well, Jared, let's just talk about an overall assessment. Nearing the halfway point of the season, a game under .500. I know it's not where any team wants to be. What have you seen, especially in the last week or so, from this team?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think for us, Mike, I think there's two things probably to focus on. The first thing is, I think every player in our team, every coach, you know, Torrey would tell you that, you know, we have to play better. We have to win more games. We have to play better at home specifically. I think that's first and foremost, and that's probably the focus. On the other hand, you know, we're in a wild card race. I know it's early, so the race hasn't technically started yet, so to speak, but we are two games out of that position. You know, the National League has stumbled a little bit as a whole, for the most part, besides a couple teams over the course of the last couple weeks. So despite the fact that we haven't played well, we're still in a decent spot. So hopefully these guys, you know, really start to, you know, play better, execute a little bit more, both offensively, you know, and with the pitching. And if we can do that, I mean, you saw how we played in that last road trip, you know, in Toronto, Philadelphia, and Washington. If we can maintain that consistency, I think we can get back going in the right direction.
You know, there are a couple of guys that maybe haven't performed up to their numbers, and yet they continue to have roles here. How do you have to balance that, knowing that you're not to trade time, but it would seem like at this point there's a little bit of a sense of urgency if this team is going to compete?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty clear, you know, the number four and five spots on a rotation, you know, since Luke Weaver went down, since Taiwan had a setback, and, you know, Duplantier now has had a little bit of an issue. It's been a struggle the last couple times. There's been some good moments. You know, Taylor Clark has had some really good moments. You know, obviously his last start wasn't one of them. You know, and we've been searching for that fifth spot, which has been a challenge. And then, you know, in the bullpen, you know, I think our guys are starting to get back on track. You know, before that, you know, spot start in D.C., Archie was starting to settle in pretty well. With that the changeup as being a new part of his repertoire, we're excited about. I think we'll get him back onto that. I know he had a little bit of a tough one the other night, but you know, we feel like all these guys are still going to contribute and help us win games. And if they're not in the leverage roles they've been in the past, we're hoping they get back into those roles. And the position player side, you know, I think just consistency, consistent at bats, a consistent offensive approach. Specifically at home is what we keep preaching. It's what Darnell and his group continues to preach. And we have a lot of talent. So, you know, just continue to put up runs and maybe find in the middle ground of the four or five or six runs in a game instead of, you know, either 0-2 or 10-plus would be good for us.
You mentioned home a couple of times in there. And generally, I don't put much stock into home road splits. But the last 2 years in particular, the team just has not had a lot of success here. I'm sure this is something that you guys have talked about. Any theories?
No theories. It is something we've talked about. It doesn't make sense because we go to San Francisco and we pound those guys in a really tough ballpark to hit in, and then we come play them here and we don't. So I don't know. I don't think it's like the ballpark elements necessarily. You know, I know, you know, going being on the East Coast for an extended period of time like we were, and coming back west, I know we've talked to the Arizona Coyotes about that a little bit, with some of their experience that with John Chyka over there, and there does seem to be a little bit of a lull sometimes coming back, changing three time zones coming this way. Perhaps that has something to do with it in some cases. But the bottom line is, like, those are excuses. And our guys, again, are incredibly accountable. Will be the first people to tell you we got to play better at home.
What have you seen in the first half of the season from the farm system? I know this is a critical year. You've had some big guys like Widener and Chisholm that haven't performed well. You've had other guys like Andy Young that found their way to AAA. What have you seen overall?
So far, so good. I mean, those two guys specifically, with Widener, it's really tough in the PCL this year. I mean, you know, Whitley in Houston, the number one pitching prospect in the game, has a 12 ERA. I mean, it's hard. So we're trying not to focus as much on his performance and his statistics, more outing to outing, and he started to show signs of coming out of it, which is good. Jazz, I think the OPS is up around 750 now. The walk rate's good. It's the strikeouts and the batting average, so hopefully Jazz can get going. But overall, it's been exciting. I mean, Alec Thomas has broken out, and the low-A team, which has been really exciting for us. We have a really interesting group of starting pitchers in high-A and double-A. I'm going to forget some names, but guys like Riley Smith, who started the double-A All-Star game, Matt Peacock, who's in double-A, Cole Stapler, who's in high-A, Josh Green in high-A, Justin Lewis in low-A. It's a really interesting group of guys, Bo Takahashi. Again, I'm probably forgetting somebody, but that group is exciting, and that's giving us, you know, a lot of kind of daily excitement in the office. So we're excited overall. Dalton Barshow has gotten off to a good start again. So far, so good.
Jared, we appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Anytime, Mike.
Yeah, certainly things looking up on the farm with the depth. By the way, Corbin Carroll, the top pick for the D-backs, appeared in his first AZL game yesterday and had his first professional hit as well. All right, let's visit with the skipper, Torrey Lovello, before the D-backs take on Los Angeles.
Torrey, that had to feel good. What's the sense of relief like after snapping a losing streak like that?
Well, I'm sure everybody can imagine. You know, you lose for six straight days, and some of the ways that we lost those games were heartbreaking. Sometimes you carry that around for a couple days, you lose sleep, and you know, you win the game. It's pretty nice to see those guys celebrate after the game the way they did and get on the field in the walk-off manner. So the fact that we won the game was great. I think the fact that it was a walk-off win made it even better.
You've had a couple of young guys, and Carson Kelly and Tim LaCastro, that have come up with game-winning hits in that spot. What is it about their heartbeat that allows them to have success in those areas where other young guys might try and do too much?
Yeah, well, you can see our young players come up and they perform and do a good job. But in particular, those two guys, they're not afraid. They're embracing the moment. They know that they've prepared for it. They deserve that moment. They're not going to come off of their game plan. They're going to be the exact same person that they've been their entire career. And that's hard for a young player to do, because every once in a while the heart rate does increase and you get out of your body and you can't relax. But, you know, they've both done a really good job in some key situations. And when you get young players with meaningful at-bats like that, guys that we're going to be counting on for now and in the future, it's going to enhance what we got going on here.
What can you say about Merrill Kelly's performance yesterday?
Yeah, it was outstanding. And, you know, I felt a little responsible for running him back out there. It was going to be a one batter situation, and he got clipped for a home run. But that happens. He did a great job. He pounded the zone, did a good job all the way around.
Take us through that decision on Kelly. The idea of maybe sending him out for one batter, not necessarily giving him the inning versus giving a reliever a clean inning in that spot.
Well, I felt like he deserved it. He's in total control of what was going on, and he handled Pilar up to that point. So, you know, you're betting against certain things, and you give your gut instinct. And the way that he got through those innings and the command and the composure and the finish to his pitches, I thought that he was going to be fine with it. And we were going to turn over the best matchups to the lefties and maneuver in the bullpen at that point. It just didn't work out.
The bullpen was fantastic yesterday. Four perfect innings. You've mentioned it a couple of times. Hirano has been throwing the ball well. Chafin has been throwing the ball well. Holland has been throwing the ball well. What stood out about the way that the group overall, and I know that there have been some blips, but it feels like as a whole things have stabilized a little bit over the last month.
Yeah, they have. They're starting to get fastball aggressive and make its presence known and work off of that, and, you know, maybe get into some roles and define situations that's helped them. And they've done it in the past, and we feel good about being able to run them in there and do it again today.
All right, let's touch a little bit on today. Facing a lefty for the first time in a while today, Adam Jones back in the leadoff spot. I know you had used him in the middle of the lineup against some lefties over the last month or so. Why him back to the top?
Yeah, I wanted to juggle the lineup. I wanted them to have the best hitters hit as much as they possibly could against the best matchups. And, yeah, Jonesy was hitting first for the most of the year. And we've missed some players. In that absence, I've been throwing them down at the bottom of the lineup. But we're getting full again. Most of our players are healthy and coming back. And I want to run them up there and have them get the best opportunity to have some success. We're going against a good pitcher today. one of the best in the league, and we know that. We better be ready to go.
That's a great pitching matchup with Kershaw and Greinke. I know sometimes you like to take the manager hat off and put on the fan hat. Mm-hmm. What excites you the most about this today?
Well, you know what? It's the same thing that I always say. You get a pitcher's duel. You get two of the best in the game, former teammates. There's a little bit of an edge, I know, to both of these guys wanting to outdo one another. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy it. I know that Zach is preparing right now to have a great outing. I'm sure that Kershaw is doing the exact same thing. So, you know, obviously wanting us to come out on the positive end of it, but it's going to be a good it's a good game for us to watch.
All right, well, here's hoping that Zach makes you scream so loud that you lose your voice today.
Thanks so much.
That's Troy Lovello, manager of the D-backs. D-backs taking on L.A. for the first of three. Greinke, Kershaw, the matchup. BP show coming up at 6 on the Diamondbacks Radio Network. Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti with the first pitch at 6:40. We'll talk to you tomorrow with a little more early BP.